You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders takes a look at obsolescence in the digital age.
I got to thinking about all the items and services rendered obsolete in the past few years, at least for me. For example, phone books. Print versions of phone books are rapidly becoming obsolete. For years, I've chunked the ones plopped in our driveway straight into the recycling can. If I need to find an address or phone number for a business or any other public entity, a courthouse office for example, I go to Google. As fewer folks have landlines in their homes, the phone book has become largely irrelevant. If I'm looking for a plumber or electrician, I search online, reading reviews posted by local folks. Landlines are still needed for public institutions and businesses, such as universities and newspapers, but I'll still find the number online. But a landline for the home? Nah. Our home hasn't had one in a decade. I suspect that's true of many of you as well. Also, it's no longer necessary to memorize phone numbers, which used to be one of my bragging rights. I still remember the phone number for our home at 27 Valley Street in Allenstown, New Hampshire, the main line of the Daily Sentinel in Nacogdoches, and the number for the Holiday Inn Town Lake in Austin, where I've stayed at least 100 times. But numbers accessed in the past decade or so are parked in the iPhone, freeing up a modest portion of my brain's hard drive for other uses, such as remembering where I parked the car in the big box store lot. Another obsolete item for me is watching a series live on television. I know people still do this, scheduling that special hour on Tuesday nights for their show, but really nobody that I know does that anymore. The rare exceptions for me are key sports events such as the World Series or the Super Bowl, but beyond that, we stream everything we watch, so watching television is on our schedule, not the networks or cable channels. This is a wonderful advancement that's made television something we actually enjoy watching for an hour or so each evening. Another item is cutting articles out of the newspaper. My wife, who has a strong Luddite streak and keeps threatening to get a pay-as-you-go flip phone, she still cuts out articles. The irony is that I'm the old newspaper guy, and I just go find the link and save it, or print out the web version, since it's considerably neater and doesn't have Joe Bob Bubba's obituary on the back side of the clipping. Then there's using a print dictionary. I have not used a physical dictionary in years. I go to dictionary.com or another online resource. I used to love looking words up in a dictionary, but I am over it. Then there's fax machines. I know that they are still used, but I have difficulty understanding why. For example, I have a scanning app on my phone that allows me to quickly scan and email as many pages as I wish. It costs me $9.99 in the App Store, and it works quite well. Fax machines are going to go the way of the slide rule, I predict. Finally, incandescent light bulbs. Energy-efficient bulbs and a law passed in 2007 ensure these will, by 2020, become obsolete. That's fine by me. Our home has a couple dozen recessed cam light fixtures. I started replacing the bulbs, first with fluorescent and now with LED. Sure, the initial cost is about 3 times higher, but the bulbs are supposed to last 10 years. And they come on immediately, unlike fluorescent bulbs. So that's my list of obsolete items. There's no telling what technological advances in 2018 will render other once popular items obsolete. Progress marches on, I suppose.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.